We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony, Harper, Carol, and Todd. This is Alexis from Washington again. I think this was probably story number 6 or 7. I can't keep track, but I've been having some weird things happening in my apartment. It's all started with a dream I had when I was house sitting for my parents. I had the dream when staying in their guest bedroom that I woke up and my two dogs, who are never scared. They're like guard dogs, you know, they were pressing against my head, just trying to get away from a certain corner of the room while on the bed with me. And I looked up and there was a girl standing in the corner of the room facing the corner. So her back was completely to me. And as she turned around, I woke up and I just woke up terrified. And ever since then, I've been having some crazy things happen in my apartment. And it all has basically started with noises that have occurred in my apartment when my cat, who is an outdoor cat, is outside. I've been hearing random tappings and like small bangs around. I figured that it was the neighbors, that they sound a little too close for comfort, but I was able to kind of disregard that. So even when with my cat gone, I was just like, whatever, I'm hearing things, you know, it's coming through the walls, it's a little louder than it should be, but that's fine. I've started getting sleep paralysis again. This is not a new thing for me. I have in the past years back, I've been dragged off my bed. I've heard whispers in my ear. Most recently with my sleep paralysis, I actually had the feeling of falling off of my bed collapsing. My bed is currently on the floor on a box spring. But in my dream, I was actually on a frame and the headboard collapsed and I was falling towards the headboard, and I woke up and I was completely scrunched up against the top of my bed for no reason. And it really freaked me out. So this is becoming a more real thing for me. I've also started having feelings while I'm laying in bed, playing on my phone, watching TikTok or whatever stupid thing I have pulled up, of someone leaning or sitting on the edge of my bed when my cat is gone. Again, I close my window at night because it gets cold and I wait for her to tap on the window to let her in so I know it's not her. And my cat also has started following things with her gaze. And at times she gets startled, like there's something in the room, and she kind of comes crawling up towards me and meowing and looking in the direction of my living room. I don't know what it is. I never really hear anything, but she's catching on, at least until recently. There's also times where I have my window open. It is winter. It's about 40 degrees here and it's chilly, but I get extremely hot, like flashes or like heat spots in my bedroom where I rip off the covers. I cannot sleep. But at other times when it is really cold and I have the heater running, it gets really, really cold and I can't make any sense of that. I do have this ghost app on my phone and it has started opening up on its own and something comes across and it just says hello. And I promise I have not been opening it. It's not even on one of my main screens. It's in my app menu that you have to swipe up to access. And for some reason, it's been opening up and things have been communicating with me. I get hello, I get hi, and I keep trying to close it out. And for some reason, it keeps popping up. Let me think. So it's starting to get a little more serious. When I'm doing dishes and I'm alone, again, my cat's outside, I have the feeling of someone behind me. I have an Alexa that I'm borrowing from my boyfriend, and she's constantly going off And in the middle of the night, I woke up and she was glowing orange, which my boyfriend later told me it means she's searching for a signal, but still freaked me out either way. And she often comes on and says the term, "I'm sorry, I didn't hear that." And I haven't said anything to her. Most recently, I'm sorry, this is getting long. I've been waking up with just feelings of dread and panic, like something was in the room with me and I just missed it. My heart is beating fast and I'm just so scared and I don't want to look up. I keep my head under the covers. I've started to get like crazy, scary thoughts and images put into my head where I've never had this before. I don't take anything to go to sleep. I don't drink or smoke before I sleep, but for some reason all these creepy crawly images are popping into my head and distracting me and freaking me out, and I don't know what to do about that. I am starting to feel a little validated because my boyfriend, who I've been dating for a while, has stayed over, and both of us at separate times in the middle of the night have caught glimpses of somebody peeking around the corner into my room. We each kind of just shake it off thinking, oh, it's our imagination, but we both have said, hey, I've seen something. Looks like, you know, just a head popping around. I have a curtain because I live in a studio, so I set up a curtain to create a bedroom, and the curtain has moved and it looks like somebody is peeking in, and we both have seen it. He also has had the creepy imagery put in his head where something bad is happening, or I will have my arm around him while sleeping and he imagines like claws coming out of my hand and hurting him. It's just, I don't even know how to explain it. My most recent occurrence is I actually had a dream of a particular demon attacking me. I'm probably going to have to call back and explain this one because this is getting kind of long. I will call back with this particular dream about a demon, but it has definitely carried into real life, and it's just freaking me out. If you guys can give me any thoughts on it, I'll call back. Probably tonight, honestly, so I can finish my story. So if you get two stories from me tonight, the second one will be much, much shorter. But let me know what you think. Maybe you can put my little short story that'll be about 3 or 4 minutes into the same podcast. I don't know. But anyways, thank you guys. I feel better for actually having somebody to share this with and not feeling crazy, even though sometimes I do feel like I am. Let me know what you think. Love the podcast as always. Keep doing what you do as always. And I am a gravekeeper because that's my favorite podcast. And keep it up. Thank you. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.